Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings. I know that in my own past, if I had said, there are some of you who are believers but are not showing your Christianity, I would have jumped on that and said, well, maybe you didn't even really get saved. And maybe those of you who claim Christ but are not showing forth your Christianity need to really meet Jesus instead of this pseudo version of the faith that you think you have. I can't even find it in my heart to come up with such a statement now, and I'm going to tell you why. I closed the podcast yesterday by explaining to you that I had used a scripture with a young man this week who was asking me about his spouse who is going to church. It's not his church, but going to church, but not showing forth the signs that he wants to see that she has changed. And the verse I quoted for him was 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 16. Paul says, therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him this way no longer. Paul said, therefore, and the fact that there's a therefore means we need to get in there and figure out what that's therefore, which we'll do in a moment. But therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. We do not determine who a person is because of what we see on the outside. So I told the young man, you cannot determine whether or not she's a believer based upon the words coming out of her mouth, based upon how she acts. Jesus did not say, they will know you're my disciples by the way you talk. He did not say, they'll know you're my disciples by how often you go to church, how many Bibles you own, how many scriptures you can quote. He said, they will know you are my disciples because you love one another. Love is the ultimate indicator that you have been smitten by his love. And by smiting, I guess we could say it this way, the old you was so smitten by his love that you died and then rose in a newness of life in Christ. The therefore from 2 Corinthians 5, therefore from now on we regard no one according to the flesh. The reason that it is there is because Paul says this, verse 12, we do not commend ourselves again to you, but give you opportunity to boast on our behalf, that you may have an answer for all those who boast in their appearance and not in heart. If we are beside ourselves, it's for God. If we're of sound mind, it's for you. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus that if one died for all, then all died. Look at that. If one man died for all, then everybody died. The love of Christ convinces me that if he died, then everybody died. 15. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. In other words, they've all died in Christ. How can I judge whether or not they are his child simply based upon what I see or what I hear? I cannot, because that is not representative of who they really are. I know myriad believers. I mean, I've seen them all over the world my entire life, who I believe they are believers. If you ask them, they have no shame in telling you that they are children of God, that they believe on Christ, that he died for my sins, that he rose from the dead, that he lives in me, and that I will be with him forever in a place called heaven. They have no doubt. But you can't tell within 5 minutes of meeting them. Now, I've met some that you can tell within 10 seconds of meeting them that they can at least fake it. Maybe that's not real, but boy, they sure can come across as excited about God. I'm equally turned off by both. If I've seen people who know how to turn it on, and I admit I am a little turned off by those who believe on my Jesus but doesn't show up in their life. But that's a me issue. That's not a them issue. That's a me issue of being offended by it. I'm learning not to judge according to the flesh. They are his children. They belong to him. They don't belong to me. We'll put a capstone on this tomorrow. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.